Advent on South Hill. When I can't tell if the sun is technically up or gone, I walk the loop of my neighborhood, embracing it with footprints. We dread the dark here, though there's light from some lampposts and maple leaves reminiscing how brilliant they were before they dried and thickened in our gutters. I miss what is lit from within. I wish I could say there are goldfinches here, even in winter, and maybe there are. I haven't seen one, but the bird book says they nest in Washington year-round, molting from gilded to woolly gray suits at the end of summer. I wish I could find something weightless or buoyant to hold. When it gets cold, finches ditch what dazzles us in favor of feathers grown solely to keep them alive. A coat the color of waiting, of slush, of sleeping and waking and pacing. My neighbors say little and close their blinds so they don't have to watch the day end with me on the sidewalk. Nobody they know or want to see. My hands empty, my face not quite like one they'd remember. Mornings we glance at each other the way I squint at sparrows, as if to check the difference between what I have and what I need to see. Something stale as getting by, or a gift in disguise. A song about to burst from trampled weeds. Just one note brighter than yellow.